Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Always good to be with you guys.
Mark, I'll throw it right off the bat. The game that intrigues me the most on this wild card weekend is the Commanders and the Buccaneers, because man, we've seen just a great leap from a team that won four games a year ago, and to see what the Commanders have done. Great job by Dan Quinn, but certainly he's helped by the kid himself, Jaden Daniels, and the Bucs. Now, four straight years winning the NFC South, but I look at this game, and having watched the Bucs a lot, they're not a team that's a heavy pressure team. Now, they show you a lot and then kind of move in different pieces. That's just the way Todd Bowles is. But that game of all of them, to me, is the most intriguing.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think you know, Baker Mayfield is incredible. What he's done so far this year, absolutely unreal. And the fact that you look at that offense that Liam Cohen coordinates, you look at what has happened to them. They have had multiple injuries where they have lost their go-to receiver in Chris Godwin. They have changed out kind of what they do. They lost Mike Evans for a while. So all of a sudden it became an offense that ran through Cade Otton, their tight end, who was exceptional and had an exceptional year. And then this Bucky Irvin's kid, who is just phenomenal. Just a great player. And so they've had to change all that stuff. And one thing about Baker, and this goes back to when Canales was the coordinator there, Canales told me, listen, man, there'll be a quarter or a quarter and a half where he just plays awful. And then all of a sudden, that same game where he's not playing well, it's, you know, rubber meets the road time. It's the end, last drive in the first half, and we got to have it. And he plays his most exceptional football that I've ever watched him play. And he's just got this knack of performing in just the crunch time moments that, you know, blow people away. And so they've got that going on in Tampa Bay, and they're really outstanding as an offense. And then you look at what Washington has been able to do with Jaden Daniels and the resurgence of that football team under Dan Quinn, and how Dan Quinn has got those guys playing hard. And I did a couple of Washington games early in the season, and Dan is just like, hey, we're not where we need to be talent-wise, but, you know, there's some non-negotiables here when you play for me, and that's going to be effort, and that's going to be, you know, those things. And sure enough, man, they have played their butts off, and Jaden Daniels is just a special, as you guys know, yeah, a special talent. His ability to extend plays, to run around, you know, to beat you from the pocket, but when things break down, to absolutely eviscerate you with his legs. And I just tell you, they're a lot of fun to watch, and it's really cool to watch a guy like Cliff Kingsbury kind of resurrect his career, get this opportunity to coordinate an offense, and then really understand the value of the run game, the value of the quarterback room, what he needs around his young quarterback. It's really been cool to watch.
What's the buzz in Denver? I know that's your home place, and the Broncos, man, right off the bat, they catch Josh Allen and the Bills. But, you know, everybody's underestimated the Broncos all season long. And the Bills better be ready to strap it on. And I got a lot of respect for Josh Allen and that offense. Really, really do. But, man, Sean Payton, the one thing with him, you better not count him out. I think this is a pretty close game between the Broncos and the Bills.
Well, one, the Broncos playing on house money, right? They were supposed to win five and a half games, and like that's kind of where they are. Bo Nix is playing great football. And, you know, defensively, man, defensively, they get after you. They create turnovers. They sack the quarterback. They get opportunities. And, you know, they're a heavy pressure team under Vance Joseph, but they're a heavy simulated pressure or zone pressure team where, you know, they're showing you, you know, overload blitzes, but they're bailing other guys out, and they're playing some zone behind it. And they just do a really good job of putting pressure on the opponent's quarterback. And I think you're going to see that with Josh Allen. They're going to try to get him the ball out of his hands quickly. You know, try to get him on the ground, see if they can't create a turnover. I mean, he's been great this year, only, you know, throwing six interceptions, but, you know, he's got a history of throwing it to a team meeting and making some careless decisions, especially in the red zone. He hasn't done that all season long. So it'll be interesting if they can pressure Josh Allen. But, you know, I expect, you go back to Sean Payton when he was in the Super Bowl, guys, and, you know, he opens up the third quarter with that onside kick. I expect a fake punt. I expect fourth down attempts and to go for it. I expect, you know, him to play with that house money mentality, knowing that, hey, listen, our advantage here is our defense is really good. So I think that's one advantage we have. And then our special teams and our returner is really good. So can we take advantage of maybe a weaker Buffalo special teams, lean into our special teams, and play an aggressive style on the defensive side of the ball, and then, you know, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. But I guarantee you one thing, man, they're going to come out there, they're going to play hard, and they're going to give Buffalo, they're going to give them a tough game. There's no question in my mind.
Just got to escape the early tsunami, because I think that's what Buffalo wants to do. They want to get you with the tsunami early and then, you know, kind of roll through it. Our Insider Call is with Mark Slareff, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Charlie?
Mark, I want to take you back to Sunday Night Football this past week. Two 14-win teams with the top seed in the NFC on the line. And just, you know, the videos that popped up of, you know, Ben Johnson and Brian Flores, the OC of the Lions and the DC of the Vikings, both kind of reading off their play calls like it was a chess match. And it was so cool to see. But Mike and I were talking about this in the first segment here. Aaron Glenn and what he did against that Vikings offense and Kevin O'Connell, who's the favorite to win Coach of the Year, without so many pieces on that Lions defense, the performance that they put up was one of the most impressive I think we've seen all year long. Given the stakes, you know, the top seed, the first round bye against a Viking squad, 14-win team, just what Aaron Glenn and that Lions defense was able to accomplish was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, they pressured the quarterback. A lot of times it simulated the pressure, you know, the walk-up stuff and he was uncomfortable the whole time. Sam Darnold never got comfortable, missed some wide open receivers in the red zone. The other thing is they got out of their game plan. Like, you know, this is a team that went for it on fourth down 10 times the entirety of the season. They went for it three times, you know, and especially down in the red zone early in that game. And it's a tight game right up until the point in the third quarter where it's no longer a tight game and Detroit started running away with it. But the bottom line is, like, you got to be true to who you are. The other thing is Aaron Glenn did a really good job of essentially taking them, knowing that Kevin O'Connell loves to run a cannon system, loves to check out of everything, and essentially making him check out all his runs and making him throw it down on the goal line, I thought was brilliant, right? Get out of that stuff and make him throw it. Now all of a sudden we know that, you know, we know you're putting the ball in the air because we've walked up and mugged up linebackers, and we know you're going to check out of this stuff, which, you know, that's part of what Kevin O'Connell loves to do. And, you know, it's one of those things that as a former offensive lineman, it drives me crazy because I want to get down to the red zone. I don't care how many guys you have up there. I want to run the football because I always feel like we can get that done. And so that was a big thing. Then having Alex Anzalone back, tying the back end to the front end together, being the play calling, you know, linebacker. And then he was so physically, he was fresh. He was running around, even with that casted up arm. Like he was taking on blocks, he's making tackles, and he did a job on TJ Hockenson one-on-one in coverage. So they were exceptional, man. That was big time performance because basically, Kevin O'Connell came in there with that offense and said, hey, man, you guys are going to hold up in our passing game, like with Justin Jefferson and Addison and T.J. Hockenson. We're gonna eviscerate you guys in the passing game. And they were able to hold up. So big-time performance by Detroit, big-time game plan by Detroit. And you got to tip your hat to them. They are the number one seed. And I've said this for all season. I thought they were the best football team all season long. And the injuries certainly hurt their defense for a time, but it looks like they're kind of getting their stuff back together.
Mark, I'll throw it this to the Saints line now, with them looking for a new head coach. You see a team with some major salary cap issues. Maybe you got a young quarterback here, but it's not a definitive. You got a lot of holes and a lot of guys that are up in age. But you, as a head coach, you 1 of 32. A lot of people say, well, you know, you're not going to attract anybody here. Okay, that's a short fraternity of 32 guys to be a head coach in the NFL level. You talk to a lot of national people. Your thoughts on the Saints head coaching job?
Well, one, I think that, you know, I think the Saints head coaching job, the Saints, like you said, 1 of 32. I think there's a rebuild process here in that, you know, aging veterans, you're going to have to turn over some of your roster, all those different things that, you know, you always have to face. But I like what a great challenge that is. What a great environment, a great place to play New Orleans is. And so you look at those things and what an unbelievable challenge it is. And all you have to do is look at your former head coach in Sean Payton and what he was able to do in Denver in 2 short years. Going into this season, guys, Vegas had them winning 5.5 games, and every national publication in the national that covers the National Football League had them with a bottom 1 or 2 roster. They had them ranked 30th, 32nd, 31st, somewhere in there. And here they sit 10-7, going to face the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. So in today's NFL, man, it is probably easier than ever to basically revamp your roster and be right there and be competitive. And obviously you have to have the quarterback thing right and all that stuff. But like anything, man, these are all great jobs. There's only 32 of them. And New Orleans, especially in that South, in that division, come on, you're telling me you can't revamp and be competitive in that division and fighting for a division title when, you know, that division is won by a 9-8 team every year, it seems like?
Mark, I think, and I've told this to Coach Payton, said, Sean, your best coaching job ever wasn't the Super Bowl team. 06, he's got 31 new players on that football team. Okay, you weren't sure about Drew Brees because he was coming off the major shoulder injury. You picked second in the draft, and that team got to the NFC Championship game. They were one game away from playing on Super Bowl Sunday. I always told this to Sean, that's the best coaching job you ever did. Because to take a team and almost totally rebuild it was a major, major task. And how many free agents at this time? This is right after Katrina. Are going to say, yeah, I'm going to go to New Orleans. I'm going to go there. Man, I thought, Sean, that was a super job on his part and that coaching staff to get that team to the NFC Championship game. And I think it's his best coaching performance he ever had was in 06. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights.
My pleasure, guys. Be well, man. Always good to be with you.
Thanks so much. That was Odyssey, NFL Insider Mark Slareff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious.